He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
February 3rd edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. As we went through our macro look at the markets yesterday, we determined once again that the bull market is still intact. Even though I sound like a broken record now for the last 5.5 years, I'm pretty proud of that broken record. And the bull charges on today. The Dow is up 175 points right now. The Dow is at 17,532. We were threatening to go below 17,000 here just as recently as, what, Monday, Friday, something like that? And now we're back into that middle territory, 17,532, up 171, up 1% today. The S&P 500 is up 17. We were just down below 2,000. Now all of a sudden, just like that, we're at 2,036. We're up 0.8%. NASDAQ not quite participating like the other two indexes. The NASDAQ's only up 0.5%, but that translates into 24 points. The NASDAQ's at 4,701. Crude oil, the big story again, up above 50 now, $50.41. I now own 4 oil stocks. We'll be talking about oil a little bit in just a few minutes, actually. Gold, down 1%. Gold is at 1,264. The euro is at 1.1435, as it looks like Greece is going to go to the back burner for a while, at least until April, May. That's when they get their next tranche of funds from the Germans. We'll see whether or not they get it or not. The 10-year yield is up. The bond market down today. The 10-year yield's at 1.74%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Oil pushing through $50 per barrel, and oil is now up about 20% since bottoming out a while back. Has oil bottomed? Well, nobody knows for sure. Look, here's the way I look. If the king of Saudi Arabia, the oil capital of the world, doesn't know if oil has bottomed yet or not, how are we supposed to know? That's all I can do is look at a chart, a one-year chart of oil. And I would say this about it. It definitely has stopped going down for now, hasn't it? It's been in a horrible downtrend since the summer of last year, where oil topped out at $107 a barrel and went clear down to almost $40 per barrel. And now it's been climbing back for the last 4 days, okay? So you could probably, in technical terms, call this a dead cat bounce. But at the same time, as I look at lots of individual oil stocks, they seem to be ahead of the curve by several weeks on the actual price of the underlying commodity. As I look at stocks like Concho Resources, CXO, one of my favorites, Concho bottomed, well, back in mid-December, all right? That's 7 weeks ago. So the oil stocks, in this case, are about 6 or 7 weeks ahead of the actual underlying commodity. And Concho Resources has now been going up since mid-December. During that time, Concho has gone from $77 a share to $119 per share. That's a significant move in a stock, in a company that is an oil exploration company in the Permian Basin in West Texas. Let's look at another one. Continental Resources, another favorite of mine, out of Oklahoma City. Harold Hamm, CEO, the guy that wrote a billion-dollar check that everybody got to see to his ex-wife. She cashed it, but she wants more. That's a whole nother story. Continental Resources bottomed out in mid-December also, some 6-7 weeks before the commodity bottomed out. This illustrates why it's important to watch the individual stocks. You know, I don't know that I have an advantage over anybody else, but I think I have an advantage over the weekend warrior who just looks at his portfolio on the weekends. You know, I'm here every single day, and during the course of the day, I look at hundreds and hundreds of charts and stocks, individual stocks. And I've noticed this move in the oil stocks starting several weeks ago. In fact, 6-7 weeks ago. Let's take a look at another one. Let's look at FANG, Diamondback Energy. Diamondback also bottomed the same time the other two did, mid-December. And they've been under accumulation ever since. Diamondback is no longer in a downtrend. It's now in a 6 or 7 week uptrend. Let's take a look at one more. Got to think of the name here. Think about it here in a minute. Well, let's take a look at Whiting Petroleum. Not one of my favorites, but a proxy for the group. There you go. Bottomed out in mid-December. Now it's breaking out. Okay, now I remember the one I was going to talk about. Carrizo. Carrizo Oil and Gas. Carrizo, another one that was a leader before all of this took place. Carrizo was on a tear. Carrizo topped out in early July. Call it the 4th of July. That's about when oil peaked. When the fireworks were going off, oil prices were peaking. Of course, that's the driving season. You know, they want oil and gasoline prices to be high during the summer vacation driving season. So when you hook up that Airstream trailer and you're off to see America, they like to have oil prices high. It doesn't help them now with the ice on the roads and winter set in. Now we need to start moving oil prices higher as we start thinking about spring break and our summer vacations again. I don't know if there's any truth to that, but in this case, oil peaked on the 4th of July, and so did Carrizo Oil and Gas, and then it went down until mid-December. Did anybody ring a bell in mid-December? No. I mean, if you look at a chart of oil in mid-December, it was still tanking. But the oil stocks, the exploration companies, were finding a bottom. And now they've put in that 6 or 7 weeks of hard work. And those that picked the bottom in mid-December, hey, congratulations, I'm not one of those. But over the last several weeks, I've picked up 1, 2, 3, 4 oil stocks. And I'm looking to add more to my portfolio. I have an appetite again for the exploration, the energy stocks. We talked a little while ago about the difference between fundamentals, technicals, and momentum. All right. The last thing to move are the fundamentals. By the time the big Wall Street analysts are finally upgrading the oil stocks based on fundamentals, a lot of the move will have been made. Is that not correct? Absolutely. They're still downgrading these stocks. The momentum and the relative strength, it's in the middle. It's the second thing to move, and the relative strength is improving. Let's just take a look. Continental Resources now has a relative strength of 13 on a scale of 1 to 99. Not great, but it's going up. Let's take a look at Concho. Concho now has a relative strength of 57. It was in the single digits or low teens there for a while. The relative strength is improving. But by the time the relative strength gets into the 90s, obviously, a great deal of the move will have been made. The first thing to move is the technicals, the stock patterns. That's why looking at one-year stock charts are very important for me, because I can look and see which way the wind blows and which direction the stock is going. Whether it's a stock, whether it's an index, whether it's a sector, whether it's a global index, the direction of that one-year chart and changes therein are very, very important to watch. Now, in a way, I'm disobeying my rules here. I'm not waiting for the fundamentals and the relative strength to all come together into one nice, neat package. But this is such a compelling story, and the turnaround in the technicals is so compelling that I've nibbled and I've put away four oil stocks into my portfolio. And if I'm wrong, if oil starts to tank again, I'll back out. But so far, they're going in the right direction. Has oil bottomed? Well, we don't know yet. But there certainly are a lot of individual stocks that look like they have. And they're heading up with the vengeance right now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. Well, one of the other things I do besides manage money, and I try to squeeze this in, I try to write one, two, sometimes three, usually one or two articles per week. I write for MarketWatch, which I believe is the number one financial website in the world. I have an article on MarketWatch every single week. I can't remember what last week's was. I've written about Dexcom recently. I don't know. They all kind of run together after a while. I also write for Seeking Alpha. Those articles show up there. I have a long list of articles. And you can go back, you know, you can Google my name and look at how those stocks did after I wrote about them. Not all of them were winners, but I'd have to say that the vast majority of them, including many, many big winners in the market. I also write for Town Hall Finance, which townhall.com also has a finance, Town Hall Finance arm. I write for them. And I also write for thestreet.com, although I haven't written anything for them lately. That's another story. I was recruited by Jim Cramer to write articles for thestreet.com, and they've undergone so many changes there and so many makeovers, and I don't know, they got to be snotty, and I just don't deal with snotty people. And if they want to stop being snotty, then I'll start writing for them. Again, and if they don't want me to write for them, fine. It's no skin off my snotty nose, is it? And it seems like they have an agenda these days, which, you know, that's not writing about the stock market if you've got a political agenda yourself. Maybe I'm wrong, but I sure sense it. So I just quit sending them articles. But I sent them an article, and I had an article that was published back in July of last year about a little stock that hardly anybody knows about, and it continues to be a big winner in the market. I don't know if there are other writers. You'd have to follow thestreet.com. I can't say much for the charitable trust that Cramer runs. I just think it's full of stodgy old stocks of yesteryear that needs to be freshened up, man. That needs a total makeover itself. But that's another story. Look, everybody's entitled to their opinion. Everybody's got a different way of looking at the market, and I have my own unique way of looking at the market. And other people's ways of looking at the market I'm not particularly enamored with. Anyways, I wrote about Centene back in July of last year. It was trading in the 80s. Now it's $110 per share. Centene, CNC, recently beat earnings again, and Centene is hitting a new all-time high here. Centene, CNC, is headquartered in St. Louis, Missouri, the home of baseball. I've been to St. Louis, Missouri. That's the headquarters for Scottrade, and I'm on the Scottrade Advisory Council. I go back there once or twice per year and visit with the head honchos at Scottrade and give them advice or whatever, my input into how, you know, Scottrade does the advisor service area of the business. And when we go back, we stay right next to the ballpark. Boy, I'll tell you what, the history there at Busch Stadium, the championships, the great teams that have come out of St. Louis, and being a baseball fan, it's quite a privilege and honor for me. They're coming out this way in next week, in fact, and I thought I'd take them fishing out here on the bay, see if we can drum up a lobster or some halibut or some bass or something. But St. Louis is home to Centene, CNC, a great little company that provides managed health care services through government subsidized programs. That's a booming industry right now. And Centene is a direct beneficiary of it. Centene is now a $6.4 billion market cap company. It has now gone into the mid-cap area of the market. It's a mid-cap U.S. growth stock, which continues to be a sweet spot in the market. As we went through the macros this week of the market, we still determined that U.S. stocks are the best place in the world to be invested. And that mid-cap arena is doing pretty well so far in 2015, and Centene belongs in that. We also determined that the top sectors in the stock market continue to be the pharmaceuticals, continue to be the biotechs, continue to be the healthcares, continue to be the real estate investment trusts, and to some extent the consumer stocks, although they're starting to lose a little bit of their luster. Centene, however, is in a leading sector. You know, you're much more inclined to find a leading stock when you're shopping in not only a leading economy of the world, the U.S., a leading asset class in the world, stocks, and a leading sector, the healthcare sector. Centene has been a phenomenal performer over the years. Over the last 5 years, Centene has delivered 42% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 13%. And obviously, it's had the wind at its back because a lot more folks are getting their health care through government-subsidized programs. They're in a sweet spot in the market. They're in a sweet spot in the economy right now. Over the last 3 years, Centene, which is CNC on the New York Stock Exchange, has delivered 32% per year to investors. That's double the returns of the overall market. And over the last 12 months, while Obamacare has become mandatory or you pay a fine, Centene is up 79%. The market's only up 13%. And when I look at the ranking, the relative performance of Centene against all the other stocks out there, it gets a performance grade of A- and a momentum grade of A-. From a valuation point of view, it's still fairly reasonably priced. Its PEG ratio is still less than 1, meaning that it's trading at a slight discount to its growth rate. Back in August or July on thestreet.com, you can look up the article. I gave my 5-year target price. I told you where Centene was ranked. I said I liked it. It's up about 40% since then. I still like it today. I have a 5-year target price of $210 per share. The stock is currently trading at $110 per share. I think it still has ample upside potential. And out of the 3,948 stocks that I track in my database, Best Stocks Now, it comes in at number 31. And it's been a high-ranked stock now for the last couple of years. You can tap. In fact, if you go to my app and you bring up Centene, CNC, you can either go to the Apple version of the app. If you don't have it, download it from the App Store. You can go to the Google version. Or you can go to the web-based version, which is beststocksnowapp.com. Type in CNC. Scroll down. Every time I featured it on the radio, you can tap it and watch it. Every time I've written about it, you can tap there and watch it or read about it. Centene, number 31 out of 3,948. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, one of the big questions that everybody's trying to answer is, has crude oil bottomed? You know, the oil patch is about 13% of the S&P 500. And we all would love to just catch stocks right at the bottom. Well, you know, light sweet crude or West Texas Intermediate has been going up now for 4 or 5 days. Last Friday, it had a 7% move up. And it could just as easily collapse back down and go down below 30. Who knows? No, but not even the prince, the king of Saudi Arabia knows. But I can tell you that many of the oil stocks, I gave four examples, bottomed in mid-December, way ahead of the actual commodity. I gave the example of Continental Resources, gave the example of Diamondback Energy, I gave the example of Carrizo, and I gave the example of Concho, probably the strongest one of all. Three of those were in my book. Two of them were. Continental Resources was in my book. Concho Resources was in my book. And those stocks bottomed in last 6-7 weeks ago. And they seem to think that oil is going to go higher. That's what the oil stocks themselves are telling us. I don't know who's buying those stocks, but they're being accumulated again. And they've made a pretty significant move off of the bottom. We take a look at the economy right now, and even though the Fed is not stimulating the economy anymore with QE, they still are stimulating certain areas of the economy, aren't they? They're continuing to stimulate the healthcare sector, which represents about 21% of the S&P 500 and of our economy, a bigger chunk than oil. And how are they stimulating that sector? Well, through government-subsidized programs. That's stimulus. And one of the recipients, one of the companies that continues to benefit from that stimulus is a little mid-cap out of St. Louis by the name of Centene, CNC, which I've written about several times over the last several years, either for MarketWatch. I wrote about it in July for TheStreet.com. I think I wrote about it more recently for MarketWatch, but you can look up those articles that I wrote about a company that's currently benefiting from some stimulus still going on in our economy. The next one I want to talk about is a little bit different animal. It's a dividend-paying stock. In fact, it pays a dividend yield of 1.3%, headquartered in New York, New York, where it looks like it's really, really cold there today. A little chilly here in San Diego. We've got a little fog today, and it's, you know, the air's just kind of damp. We're probably looking at 65, 67, maybe 70 today, but back in New York, it's very chilly, and it's been chilly for McGraw-Hill Financial for a while. They went after them. They own S&P. That's one of their brands, Standard & Poor's, and they went after them for rating those CMOs, those mortgage, those packaged mortgage products back in 07, 06, 08 time frame, ranking them as AAA or whatever they did. Well, they recently found them innocent of any wrongdoing, and the stock looks like it's launching here. This is a stock that I own in my growth and income accounts. It's been a good stock over the years. It has those attributes that I like in the stocks that I own in my portfolios. McGraw-Hill Financial publishes information products for education, financial services, and business information markets worldwide. This is not any small company. This is a $25 billion market cap company. It's a media stock. It's in the media sector. It's also in, crosses over into the financial sector. And here's a company that's put up the numbers over the years. Over the last 5 years, MHFI has delivered 23% per year. That's coming out of that, you know, that market bottom, which we saw back in March of 2009. Now we're coming up on the six-year anniversary of that market bottom. And, of course, that zero interest rate policy, which we've had in place, has really given a boost to this bull, which has now gone from 660 all the way over 2,000 since March of 2009, much to the chagrin of the bears. And the gold bugs and the dollar crash doomsday sayers. Not that they might not be right at some point in time, but they've been wrong so far. Over the last 3 years, McGraw-Hill Financial has been going up at a rate of 27% per year. Pretty good for a big, you know, I mean, I'm not going to call it the most exciting industry out there, but a lot of people use their services, including myself. McGraw-Hill Financial has almost doubled the returns of the market over the last 3 years. And over the last 12 months, it's up another 20%. Now, that's really solid performance. And I am still a proponent of owning a portfolio of dividend-paying stocks as opposed to a portfolio of like a laddered bond portfolio. I believe that dividend-paying stocks offer a little more right now than do the bonds. Because dividend-paying stocks, as long as the economy stays intact, as long as the bull continues to grow, I believe that they continue to offer upside capital appreciation potential, which the bond market seems to me to be a little bit more sketchy unless we get some really big scares and people continue to crowd into that safe harbor called the bond market. And don't forget, that they can leak out real quickly too, and interest rates can go up. So for me, if I'm looking for income today, I'm going to take a little bit more risk, and I'm going to buy a nice, carefully selected portfolio of income, dividend-paying stocks, and carefully manage it. And I'm going to try to select the very best. I'm not going to put Verizon in there. I know it has a 4.6% dividend. It's a lousy stock. I'm not going to put AT&T in there. I know it has a 3.8% dividend yield. It's a lousy stock. Instead, I'm willing to accept a little bit more in the dividend yield, if I have to get a good stock that underlies that dividend yield. And there's no guarantee that McGraw-Hill Financial will continue to perform like it has in the past and the future. But when I compare that track record, MHFI, versus Verizon's track record, that tells me something. Seems to me like McGraw-Hill's in a little bit more lucrative business, or it's a little bit more well managed. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's putting more money into the shareholders' pockets. And that's what we care about most as shareholders in stocks. We care about the shareholders, and the CEO should care about the shareholders. We've talked about a bunch of stocks here recently that have done a lousy job for their shareholders. Over the weekend in my newsletter, I looked at GE, which has gone nowhere in 10 years. We looked at McDonald's, which has gone nowhere, absolutely nowhere in 3 years. And we looked at some others that have just been big stinkers. IBM would be another example. Yes, you can buy them for the dividend, but I want more than the dividend. I want a real good, solid company underneath that's well managed, that's making money, that has a track record of putting money into the shareholders' pockets. And that's another thing you could say about some of these oil stocks that I've mentioned. They have that track record of putting a lot of money into shareholders' pockets. Harold Hamm would not be so well known writing billion-dollar checks had he not done very well with his stock. And the shareholders have done very well with the stock. So when I, nibble at an area that's starting to rebound, I know the ones that were good in the past. I wouldn't buy the dogs of the oil patch right now. I would buy the ones that have really done well in the past. There's another way that my app can help you out. Take a look at those 10-year track records and find the best ones. They're most likely to lead again when the oil stocks resume their march higher again. Anyways, McGraw-Hill Financial has the performance characteristics that I like. Valuation, not the cheapest stock around, but it's not bad. I still see some significant upside potential there if they can continue to grow their earnings and continue to grow their revenue and continue to pay that dividend, which is 1.3% right now. I have a 5-year target price on MHFI of 165. Now, this isn't a smoking red hot stock, but I think it fits nicely. I'm not making a recommendation. It could be a candidate for you if you're an income player, if you're a dividend player. And it is a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. Now that they've got that juggernaut off their back, no more lawsuit, this thing may break out to new highs here before long. MHFI. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked about oil so far. Has it bottomed? Well, the commodity itself, West Intermediate Texas crude oil, looks like it maybe has bottomed. But 4 days, you know, it's been going up. The bigger point is that a lot of the oil stocks bottomed in mid-December. And for the last 7 weeks now, not the last 4 days, the last 7 weeks, they've been going up. And they could very easily go back down and test their bottoms again, you know. It's just telling me, from my standpoint, that the oil stocks are telling us that the oil commodity has bottomed. And I gave four examples. We used Centene as an example of a company that's still benefiting from stimulus. Even though the stimulus isn't in the economy, there's no more quantitative easing, there's no more bond buyback programs, there are still areas of the economy that are receiving stimulus. We talked about a company that now has a big cloud that was hanging over their head, gone. Standard & Poor's was found not guilty of any wrongdoing during the mortgage crisis. They were one of the raiders, I believe, of the bonds. And that stock may be getting set to break out. I don't know. We own it here at Gunderson Capital Management. We've owned it for a while. It's a good dividend payer. It's been a good performer. No guarantees. Risk in all stocks. But it is one of the ones we own in our dividend and growth accounts. Now, I'd like to talk just a minute about dividends and chasing dividends. I remember visiting a guy many years ago that had a portfolio of high dividend payers. I mean, these were like 13, 15, 18% dividend payers. But the problem was the portfolio, the stocks that he owned, the stocks themselves had been clobbered. He had lost a significant amount of his principal. But his argument to me was, well, I'm still getting my dividend, so why should I care about the principal? And I've heard that argument before, and I have a hard time making sense of that. Okay, your portfolio's gone from roughly $800,000 down to $300,000. You've lost $500,000, $500,000, but you're still getting your dividends. And you're happy with that? You have to look at it from a total return standpoint. Be much better to be getting a much smaller dividend yield and have capital appreciation on top of that. You've got a total return of negative $500,000, and he failed to see that logic. So there was really nothing I could do, you know, let him go on. I don't know what became of him. Let him go ahead and manage his own portfolio. Drive it right into the ground. You know, recently one of the oil and gas drillers, I believe Seadrill, was offering about a 30% dividend yield. When you see that, that should be a red flag. There's something wrong. It's just a matter of time before they cut that dividend to zero. Because the reason that that dividend yield has gotten so high is because the stock has been hammered. If a $10 company pays a $1 dividend, it pays a 10% dividend yield. And if the stock gets cut in half to 5, the dividend yield goes up to 20%, right? Because a dollar divided into 5 is now 20%. But there's something wrong. If the stock gets cut in half, there's something wrong with the stock. There's something wrong with the fundamentals. There's something wrong with the cash flow. There's something wrong with the sales. There's something wrong with the earnings. Something's wrong, and they're not going to be able to continue to pay that dividend. In fact, almost always, they suspend the dividend. And that's what happened to Seadrill. They pay no dividend now. And the stock went from $40 a share clear down to $9. So the guy who bought it at $20 to get the big fat dividend yield, now he's not only is he not getting any dividend yield, but the stock got cut in half again. So, you know, look at a high dividend yield with a real wary eye towards that dividend yield. The dividend yield is high because the stock's unpopular and there's probably some underlying problems. Now, having said that, I'm watching quite a bit of these oil and gas drillers, which is probably one of the riskiest areas of the market to dabble in, but even they're catching a bid right now. I'm looking at Seadrill, which no longer pays a dividend, but it's come up from $9. It kind of bottomed in that December time frame also. And it's back to $12.79. That's a pretty big percentage move. A lot of these oil stocks are up about 40% off of their bottoms. But if you're buying these things for the dividend yield, I got news for you. Ocean Rig looks like a good one too. ORIG bottomed out, going sideways, and now breaking out to the upside. But again, take a look at those dividend yields with the real jaded eye and try to say, is this a good stock if there was no dividend yield? That's the big question to answer. Would I buy this stock if it did not have a dividend yield? Don't be enticed in, don't be drawn in by a so-called high dividend yield. That indicates trouble, and it also indicates that that dividend yield probably won't be there for very long. Anyways, that's my 2 cents on dividend, chasing dividend yields. Where are some of the better dividend paying stocks right now with upside capital appreciation? Well, one of the portfolios that I list in my newsletter every weekend is a growth and income portfolio. I think the overall dividend yield right now is 2.2%. But we're hoping to capture some capital appreciation along with that along the way. You can get on my weekly mailing list. I email those newsletters out every Friday night or Monday. To you go to pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com to sign up for my newsletter. I also manage money. I manage money for aggressive growth investors. I manage money for a conservative dividend income seekers, and I manage it very, very actively. Made very few changes this year, however. Happy with what I got. You can contact us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.